So to start off, I mean, how did the idea for this event come about?
Well, I know a few people who are involved in the equality campaign, and we'd had various conversations over about the course of a year about putting together a big benefit concert to raise funds for the marriage equality movement. And then about a month ago, when the postal vote got sprung on us all very suddenly, I think people decided that it was now or never. The time was right to do something like this and really not only earn some money for the campaign, but also to provide a supportive and positive event for the LGBT plus community and its allies in Sydney to tie in with the commencement of the postal vote campaign.
So once you'd come up with the idea, the event, of course, is called Unity. How did you go about actually planning the logistics of it?
Well, it's been tricky because we've done it at very short notice. As I mentioned, you know, this whole postal vote scenario has only been, you know, with us for about a month. I have worked in various roles in the music industry previously, so I actually just started reaching out to people I knew, both musicians, but also people who work behind the scenes, who are involved in things like sound and lighting, and really just sort of started building a group of people who believe strongly in marriage equality and wanted to do something to support it. So, you know, key people early on were Sarah Blasco. She was very keen to be involved. And once you start speaking to people like Sarah Blasco and then also Killing Heidi, who've recently reformed, they came on board. And once, you know, you start getting a few people, it makes it easier to get the subsequent people. And we very quickly built up a really strong group of performers and also crew.
It is a really impressive lineup. I mean, how did you, I guess, go about getting the word out amongst the musicians? I mean, you mentioned Sarah Blasco there as well as Killing Heidi, but I did have a look at the lineup earlier. It is really amazing.
I mean, you know, the Australian music community is quite tight-knit and everyone knows everyone else within a couple of degrees of separation, I suppose. So, as I said, once a few of those larger names were locked in, it made it easier for us to reach out. But also, you know, a lot of the acts on the bill are Sydney based and even more specifically than that, based in the Inner West. So people like Jack Colwell and Holly Throsby, people who are really involved in their local communities anyway. And so those people made themselves quite available to us and really helped sort of build up a strong showing of Sydney based performers.
And so ultimately, what would you like to see come of the concert tonight?
Well, I guess there are dual aims. One, of course, is to raise funds for the equality campaign, and those funds will be used to continue the group's advocacy through advertisements and on-the-ground campaigning to hopefully encourage as many people as possible to vote yes in the postal survey. But I guess the other thing that we're hoping to do tonight is really just create an event that gives strength and brings some positivity into the lives of Sydney-siders who may be affected by the current campaign. I'm not just talking about LGBT plus people, but also their friends and their allies and anyone who considers themselves, I suppose, progressive, who might be feeling a little bit demoralized or worn down by the current debate and the current hostility that we're seeing towards gay people and their friends in Australia. So I really want to, you know, invite everyone to come and be part of an incredibly positive, resilient, diverse evening where we can all come together. And, you know, as the title of the concert says, it's about unity. It's about being unified and really feeling the love in the room.
It is an absolutely incredible concert. How can people get involved if perhaps they can't make it down to the concert as well?
Well, you know, obviously we'd love everyone to come down tonight, but, you know, if you search for the Equality Campaign on Spotify, you can find playlists of all the artists performing. If you head to yes.org.au, you can find out more about the broader marriage equality campaign and other things you can do. It's really just about not getting too fatigued. I know that we've all heard a lot about marriage equality for a long time, but it's important, I think, to remind ourselves that This has a really big impact on a lot of people's lives, even more so outside of Sydney. You know, people in rural areas who maybe don't have the same support network of forward-thinking friends and family, they really need us to keep fighting for them. And I think that I would just encourage everyone to stay involved and stay motivated.
Well, Dan, it's an incredible thing you've done. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you. Hope to see you tonight. I should also just say quickly before you go that there are student tickets that are only $40, and also it's an all-ages event. So if you want to bring under 18s, it's only $30 for them. And there are still a few tickets available via the Enmore Theatre website.
There we go. We'll pop all the links up on the podcast for you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Dan.
Bye.